Head coach Rob Chudzinski is fully confident that quarterback Brandon Whedon will be ready for Sunday's matchup as the Browns travel to Lambeau Field to face a tough Packers team.
We started working today on Green Bay. They present a big challenge for us on the road. I'm confident that we'll embrace that challenge and our players will be excited about playing. Start with them offensively, just to look at them. Outstanding offense. Really been playing with good balance recently this season. And obviously they're still very explosive, big plays, and are able to score a lot of points. Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, great player. He has the whole package, decisions, accuracy, his mobility, and the production, obviously, that he's able to have. Has some good weapons as well. Obviously, they're missing Cobb for this week. But Jordy Nelson and Jones and Finley are all guys that are matchup issues and can be matchup issues. You look at them, they're very versatile and size-wise, make plays, great hands, all those things that they have. Their running backs have been very productive this year. Lacey's made a big difference for them, and Starks is playing well as well. A number of games they've had, 100-plus rushing games, and they have a solid offensive line that blocks very well in their zone schemes. Defensively, they give you a lot of different looks. It's a very aggressive defense. They're excellent versus the run. In the defensive line, they had the big guys that really start out. You know, you start there with Jolly, Pickett, and Raji. Outside linebacker, they're missing Matthews and Perry, who've had injuries. But Neal's really stepped in and done a nice job, as has Mulumba. Inside linebacker, A.J. Hawk had a big game this last week, and he's playing real good football. And in the secondary, Williams and Shields are fast, really solid, good corners. Their special teams are solid, and they do a good job in that area as well. So, again, it'll be a great challenge for us, and we're excited about the opportunity to get to go to Lambeau Field to play. As far as a couple things from an injury standpoint, Sheard, again, he'll be practicing. He was close this last game. Just felt like a few more days he'd be back ready to roll. And then Jason Pinkston is going to practice today. So we'll get him back, and he can practice for 2 weeks. And then at that point, we can make the decisions as far as reactivating him as well. Billy Wynn will not practice today. He is running, and he's getting closer. I'll take questions now.
Chad, what gives you the most confidence that Brandon can shake off Sunday and be better this week?
Well, just his mindset has been good. And I think that what you try to do as a coach anytime you're talking and coaching guys and working with guys is you accentuate the positives and the good things. And we had a chance to do that, you know, after the press conference. We had meetings and going through, and he did some good things in the game, particularly in the first half. If you look at the first half, and, you know, he was getting the ball out. He was very efficient. He was managing the game well. So you really focus on those, and then you correct the things that he didn't do so well. And we've gone through and talked about some of those decisions. And that's the process that you do is in coaching. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to put him in the best possible position to succeed, and then he has to produce.
When you need to be, you're supportive of him. When you need to be, is it? Does he accept the criticism and accept that coaching like you want him to?
He has, and he understands. And from the other day in the film session, and then he was in, stopped by yesterday as well, and we talked more. And you know, I like his attitude. You know, he's taking responsibility and accountability, as we all are. It's not just about one player. It's, you know, the team, and as coaches, we're going to do a better job. So, you know, I'm, you know, excited about this weekend and Sunday. Every week's a new week.
Hey, Chad, when you look at your third down defense, well, do you see a common problem there? Because even all like 3rd and 1 and 3rd and 2 that, you know, the Lions were converting.
Right. Yeah, no, we sat down, we did a big study with that in the past couple days, and sat down with Ray, and we talked through, and we went through every third down that we've had so far. We also really incorporated with Green Bay and talking through some of the things that they do on third down and what we need to do. And just like anything else, it's a combination of things, but we have a plan of getting better.
I mean, without being real specific, what can you do?
Well, it's a combination of us, you know, from a schematic standpoint, making a few adjustments. And then from a playing standpoint, we have improved. If you look at the season, the previous two games we played well on third downs, and then this game we reverted or regressed back. And that's the ups and downs of the season. I think generally, as I look at our team, and this is not just defense, but as I look at our team, you know, I think that we've made a lot of progress and come a long way. And, you know, you look back starting in April and, you know, the things that we've done and you know, incorporated and the guys and, you know, their attitudes. We have coaches that love coaching. We've got players that take to coaching and love getting coached. And I think we're improving. And, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs still. But, you know, we have a plan for third down and we have a plan for some other things that we need to improve on as well.
Possible to put him in the best position to succeed. What does that mean? Does that mean throwing less or what with Whedon?
Well, I don't want to say too much here, Tony, but we'll do some things from a scheme standpoint to, you know, to accentuate the things he does really well and adjust some of the things we're doing. Again, I believe in the balance that you want to have as an offense, and that doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time, but we want to be able to run the football and throw the football. And I think when you get one-dimensional, it's just not going to be in our best interest or give us the best chance to win.
Back in the spring ball, we were asking Jabal Sheard to make the transition from down line to outside linebacker. Obviously, he has. Did he surprise you at all? And what have you seen in his play up until the point he got injured?
It really didn't surprise me because we felt like he could do that all along. He picked it up very quickly and a lot quicker than I expected or we expected. So that was a really pleasant surprise. Thought he was really playing at a good level before he was injured, but feel good about him coming back. And it really helps us overall with him back because now we can get a good rotation. I think that in the last few games when he was out and hurt, you know, Paul and Mingo had to get a lot more, and so I think Jabal being back is going to help all of us and all those guys and get them in a good rotation and keep them, you know, fresh and at their optimal.
Is there one or two things that he does really well specifically that you think?
Well, I think that from a pass rushing standpoint, he has a variety of moves and he has power and he has the ability to get around guys. So, you know, it's something that he's developed over time. And then, you know, he's really improved in the part of, you know, the things that he hasn't done, like dropping and those type of things. He understands the defense very well.
You look like a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Seems like he makes all the receivers better. He has the biggest years in their running. Do you need that from your quarterback to make the rest of the offense better? And how does he go about doing it?
Well, just talking specifically about Aaron Rodgers, he distributes the ball. First of all, he has guys and he has weapons in all different areas. And if you try to zero in on stopping one person or one particular aspect of their offense, you know, he's able to find the right guys. And that's, you know, part of it out of a quarterback that you want is, you know, making the right decisions and distributing the ball. And sometimes some guys are going to have big games. Sometimes other guys are going to have big games. But managing and, you know, ultimately it's about production and, you know, getting the teams and getting your team in the end zone. And that's what Aaron Rodgers has done a great job of over his career.
Does the front office weigh in at all on who you decide to play at quarterback? Or is that entirely your decision?
No, that's my decision.
How you might improve in the second half. Did anything come out of that when you looked at there?
You know, a few things. Taking a hard look at it, you know, and there's obviously there's a lot of different things that come up and ideas and reasons. You know, I think from a coach and player standpoint, and it starts with me, you know, we need to get better in coming out and playing in the second half. Some of them are You know, we're looking at tape and studied all the tape and what are we doing from a scheme standpoint, offensively, defensively, special teams. Are there some adjustments, some things we could do differently there? We feel like there are some things and we have a plan for that. From just a procedural standpoint at halftime of what we can do. The thing that you know, I feel strongly about is our guys. It's not a matter of emotions or energy coming out the second half because that's there. It's a matter of being able to jump back into the game at the same speed that you left it. And so, you know, we've been stressing that with our players as well as just some things procedurally, being able to you know, get them going again physically as well, so that we're going to do and some organizational things and making sure that they're clear on what we need to happen in the second half as well.
When everybody gets it, by the time they get in the locker room at halftime, how much can you get done in 12 minutes?
There's not a lot of time when you really break it down because, you know, the coaches get together for a little bit of time to discuss going forward. And a lot of those things are going on, are ongoing anyhow. So as the first half is going on, you're talking about things that you need to do, the adjustments you're making. And a lot of times we're already making adjustments as the game's going on. So halftime just kind of gives you time to reset. And then the players have a few minutes. A lot of times they're in there getting retaped, doing all those type of things, changing things, whatever they need to do from that standpoint. So you only really have a couple minutes with them to talk, and then it's back out on the field. So there's not a lot of time that you actually have. By the time the coaches get down, have talked things over, and then they have to leave to get back up to the box and so forth. So, you know, there's not a lot of time, less than you would expect.
When things are going well, as they were last week, I mean, 17-7, I mean, do you talk about what do we got to do differently, or do we just keep doing what we're doing?
Yeah, you know, when things are going well, there's not, you know, you've already made maybe some of the adjustments in the first half already, and so it's a matter of, okay, what are we doing coming out in the second half? Maybe it's not a matter of adjustments as it is, you know, just making sure that everybody knows where we're going from here. And then sometimes if you're not playing well in the first half, maybe it's more major, the adjustments are more major. And, you know, there's examples of us having to do some of that, and, you know, not just offense, not just defense, but on special teams as well. Personnel and the adjustments you have to make when somebody gets hurt in the first half, we've had a number of those type of things. So it can be a lot that you're doing at halftime. It can be not a lot based on how the game's going. You know, whatever it is, you know, we're going to do the best we can and continue to improve coming out the second half.
Chuck, you said on Monday that you felt like the rest of the players are behind Brandon. Do you ever feel a need to, like, either talk to the captains or any of the team leaders just to kind of, you know, test the water there to make sure that that is a fact?
Yeah, not to ask that specific question, you know, because it's apparent to me without even needing to ask that's there. And so, you know, I don't see any issue with that. This team has rallied behind Brandon and Will. Again, you know, we've talked about he's played well at times and he's embraced the coaching and you know, is working hard with Norvin. He's doing everything that he can to improve and you know, and I expect that to happen and you know, expect him to play well.
Logistics question. Right? Does anybody just, like, sit at the lockers, or are you guys, does the different groups get together and are addressed by their position coach? Or how is that? What does that seem like?
It's all of the above. So guys have a chance to for them, you know, for time for with themselves to take care of the things they need to. Typically, that they do. They'll get addressed by the coordinators. They'll get addressed by their position coaches with the group. So it'll be, you know, split offense, defense. It'll be a time where they're with their position coaches and position groups, and then I'll address them as well.
You talked a lot about Brandon Weeden's mindset. How do you think that Jason Campbell has handled all of the events this season, you know, kind of getting passed over here and there? How's he handling
it? He's a true pro. He's been great. He's a great guy in the locker room. I know he's ready and will be ready if he's needed. So, you know, his approach has been outstanding. And, you know, just last week he's out there with the young guys running a mock 2-minute drill on air after practice and those type of things. You know, so very valuable And, you know, I appreciate him and his approach.
Just a couple more guys.
The Lions, and that's particularly Reggie Bush, said they were surprised you guys played as much man as you did, and that's why they decided to exploit a matchup, in their words, with Craig Robertson. Is that an accurate representation, and is there something you could have done in the second half about that?
We were trying to mix some of it, not getting into too much detail from a scheme standpoint or game plan standpoint. We wanted to mix it. You know, if we weren't getting the pressure on the quarterback that we needed to get, and so, you know, we had to, you know, you have to give some things up. And again, some of the matchups, if you're trying to lean towards, you know, doubling a Calvin Johnson, you're going to single up other guys, and whether that's zone or man. And and then, you know, we at times we would just didn't play our zone coverages as well as we needed to.
The last two games, the defense has given up big runs after really not allowing anything over 15, or not even allowing anything over 15 yards in the first four games. What's been the problem there, and how much does Shear coming back potentially help that situation?
Well, you know, really it's more of an issue of just the fits, and we got to be right on the money with our fits on those runs. You know, it only takes one guy getting out of his gap, and sometimes that's a matter of just not being there. Sometimes it's a matter of trying to do too much and, you know, go and get out of your gap to make a play and help, you know, and go somewhere else because you think the ball is going somewhere else. But against really good backs, they make you pay if you don't do it, and that's what's happened the last few weeks.